This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, we're here from Porkfest 2014, the 11th annual version of this amazing event that I've had the pleasure of being at for, I believe, 7 years now, and Mark as well, my co-host. Welcome back, Mark, or welcome back to me. I took Friday night off to go to Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, and wow, was that worth it. It had to be the best one yet. It was awesome.
It's amazing to see all those straight guys dressed in such funny clothes.
Oh, there's some gay people at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. But yeah, actually Marcus, one former co-host, Marcus, took away the prize for the best costume. He was dressed as one of the characters from The Village People, one of the cop character.
Oh, yeah.
And had a fishnet top on with the kind of the dark sunglasses. He really did it up with I don't know what you call that hat, the biker hat or whatever it is.
The cop hat.
Yeah. So it was a blast and probably the best one yet. They actually moved it to the nighttime. Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party
used more appropriate
to be an afternoon style event, which was fine. I liked actually in the afternoon because you could go and you could see everyone's costumes outside. But I think the nighttime definitely brought more more fun factor on board. And to me, that's the pinnacle of Porkfest. I mean, I realize we're on the last night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival here tonight. They are gearing up for the UNS dance party, but and that one's fine. It's fine. But it's not Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. You can't top Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. So anyway, thanks for coming in last night, Mark, to take care of the show. And thank you to all of our wonderful audience here in the studio as we are doing the final night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got Baron Swearingen with us here on the third microphone. Welcome, Baron.
Thank you. How are you?
Hey, doing great. And you're the former president of the Free State Project.
Not once, but twice.
Does that have any kind of... what does that come with these days? Like, do you have things that you still kind of have to do as, you know, a former president of the Free State Project?
Well, the crown and the scepter are really the primary benefits there. but this year I've got a couple of speeches. I'm still on the board of the Free State Project, so I did a Meet the Board panel to hear all the questions, complaints, criticisms, suggestions, those kinds of things. And otherwise, I mostly just try to have a good time like you.
Yeah. And, well, it's to me, it's like a working vacation. There's all these different shows that are being performed here. And my favorite this year had to be Freedom Fiends. Michael Dean came out from his windowless bunker in Wyoming and made his first real appearance in many, many years. And I just thought he was so funny and he was so great. Like, he supposedly really, you know, doesn't want to be in front of people, but he's a performer.
He sure is.
That guy is, he was doing physical comedy at one point. He was joking about how, I guess apparently Gigi Allen, some punk rocker character. Am I right about this, Mark?
Yeah, but I mean, the punkest of punk rockers.
Apparently he's from around here.
Yeah, he's from this town.
And actually was in a hospital up here as well. And so anyway, he was kind of joking about how, you know, if he's going to go to the hospital, he needs to go for a good reason if he's going to go up here. And at one point, he actually goes into the bathroom that's marked out of order and talks about how he's going to pee into the sink, which is a really nasty thing. I don't think he was serious about it. But he did drag a chair in there because he's very short, so he can't actually reach the sink. It was very funny stuff. So good times here at Porkfest, and you can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. We are here tonight. The event ends tomorrow, but some people stay in New Hampshire. They stick around for, you know, a few days, maybe another week.
Or forever.
That's true. Some people do make the move during Porkfest, or some people come to Porkfest and decide never to go back. That's happened, too. So some people will stick around afterwards, and maybe some folks will come back to Social Sundays in Keene. Yep. What was it for you, Varen, was the highlight this year?
Man, there's been a lot. I always liked a one-pot cook-off, and one of the reasons I like it, in fact, we got a little feedback earlier about this, one of the reasons I like it is it's so social. So the idea is sort of like a culinary scavenger hunt. You pick up a ballot and, tools, and you walk around the campground, and the contestants are campers, just ordinary people, most of them anyways. We had a ringer in the competition this year who was is a Chopped champion, the TV show Chopped on Food Network. She actually won her episode, and she won the event here.
Really?
She did cook lamb. I mean, that's, you know, it can't be cheap.
Yeah, we heard lamb, and we were like, wow, that's throwing the long bomb for Pork Fest. And she connected. It was a touchdown. Yeah. It was a home run. It was fantastic. But the neat thing is you walk around and meet people, and whether you're a contestant or a judge, you make new friends. And for people who are new, that's kind of a big deal. And we've heard from new people that was a nice way to do introductions and get fed.
Yeah, when I was at Liberty Forum 2 years ago, I was selling Pork Fest tickets for the Osbournes or whomever was running it at the time. And I just, you know, I had one-pot cook-off tickets. And I'm like, look, you don't want to miss this. It's like, here, I trust me. You're going to be there a week. I promise you'll eat. And, you know, why eat the rest of that stuff when you can have the best food that these ladies and probably some men are able to cook up? And, you know, it's totally worth it.
And it's only $10. It's $10 to sample. We did like 18 dishes. Wow. You can explode if you want to. And
I've never actually done the one-pot cook-off.
Oh,
I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
Yeah, next year.
It sounds overwhelming almost.
Yeah, it's good. Actually, this year we had so many contestants, we had to split it up into three tracks that overlapped, so everybody got two-thirds of the contestants.
Wow.
And the winning prize this year was bigger than ever, $500 for the first place, you know, our Chopped champion, and who also won Chef's Choice, another $200 award.
Now, this person who you're saying, somebody who won a TV show?
That's right. The Food Network Chopped. TV show Chopped.
Okay. Is this person a Free State Project participant as well?
I don't know if she's a participant, but she's definitely, you know, into what we're doing here, and she wanted to see Pork Fest, and, you know, just kind of said, hey, I'll cook. Actually, I think it was Matt Roach that talked her into cooking.
Wow, so cool. So cool. So the one pot cook-off, big attraction. For me, of course, it's always just walking around and you know, meeting people. And sometimes I'll have somewhere I want to go, but I'll never end up getting there simply because there's all these things sort of pulling at you as you walk down the road of interest.
Yeah, it takes an hour to move 50 feet. I mean, it's crazy.
It certainly can if you allow it. Yeah. So it's great fun. You spoke here today, Varun.
I did. Actually, I've had a couple of panels here on a variety of topics, but I thought I'd stir the pot this morning with a short session with mostly Q&A on chemtrails.
And, you're not one of those, are you?
Actually, I'm not, but there are some here, and I thought, you know, my dream, my vision was if we could get half of the audience that says, yes, chemtrails are real, and half that says, no, they're ordinary contrails, and we hit the nail on the head. It was exactly 50-50.
Really?
Yeah, one guy got up and walked out. He thought I was crazy, and the other guy said, no, he makes sense.
Well, you're a professional pilot by trade, so...
So you must be in on the conspiracy.
I'm one of them.
You must know something about science of contrails. Is that kind of what you went into this morning?
I did a little bit. I have a science degree in aviation from a big aviation school, but my emphasis has been operations. So I emphasize the operational aspect, which if you have a conspiracy theory, one of the things that I think it's incumbent upon the conspiracy theorist to present is their... kind of their theory, like, how did this actually happen? And so basically my conclusion, which I'll skip the 20-minute speech and jump to, was from an operational standpoint, there really is no place that I can see where you could contain a conspiracy like that for an extended period of time, decades, mm-hmm. and not have something get out concrete.
Right, because in
theory,
you're going to have different
these pilots
people
are
flying
spraying,
the planes.
These pilots are spraying their families.
Yeah. I wanted to do a PowerPoint, and I had kind of prepared one. Unfortunately, we didn't have a projector, but one of the pictures I wanted to put up, you guys have probably seen it on Facebook or something.
There's a plane full of the washing machines?
Well, there's that one, but there's also one in the cockpit where somebody took a scrap of paper and wrote chemicals and kind of just pushed it through one of the switches, maybe a logo light switch or something, you know.
Okay.
And so it's the idea is, of course, they're flipping the switch on and off to make
chemicals.
Chemtrails.
It's ridiculous.
It was kind of fun.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, okay, so we've talked about this issue before on Free Talk Live. There's kind of a jokey promo I made about it. I don't take it real seriously. I don't.
I don't really
either. It's paranoid, most of it. I think that, you know, the problem is there are instances where the government has absolutely sprayed things, right?
Oh, yeah, so absolutely. Like, and we talked about that. And not just the government, but, I mean, has anybody been to an air show? That's chemicals, right?
Sure.
You know, the smoke trail or skywriting.
Yep.
Even cloud seeding and things like that. That's real. That happens. Flares behind military aircraft.
I remember when we lived in Florida, they sprayed something called malathion all over the place. It had to do with, was it orange canker sore? Some sort of bug?
Sure.
Some kind of bug on a tree or something. several bugs on lots of orange trees. Yeah, and
we talked about that.
And a lot of people were upset, and I think rightly so about that.
Now, what I've heard people say who are into the conspiracy theory of chemtrails is that the contrails or chemtrails, whatever they are, last in the sky longer than they did when I was a kid. And I'd like to address that.
All right. When we come back here in moments, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You are joining us live from Porkfest 2014, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There's only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here
This is Free Talk Live. We're joining you live from Porkfest, the final night of seven full nights of broadcasting live in front of a wonderful studio audience. Thank you all for coming out here this evening. Really appreciate it. And there are a myriad of things to do here at Porkfest. And, you know, right now I think Jordan Page is playing down at the Pavilion. There was the one-man rock band Marcus was playing earlier. There's a lot going on, as always. Vermin Supreme is actually out there apparently doing the Star Spangled Banner with his voice. I wasn't really sure what instrument he was using to
imitating the Jimi Hendrix rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, and I thought that he did a really interesting job just sort of, you know, doing... I mean, it was amazing.
Was it his voice that he was
doing? Yeah, he could
But it was way more weird than what he made it sound. Not that that wasn't weird, but his was even more weird. Vermin Supreme, I'm glad you brought
him
up.
I saw what you addressed him last night. I'm not weird.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, you like my tutu. I have my tutu and the kind of the gay, colorful shirt as well. And, of course, a very flamboyant hat. Got lots of compliments. So Vermin is here with us. Vermin Supreme showed up at the Big Gay Dance Party last night, and I think that really, not only was it great that it was at nighttime, there was more people that came out, but to have Vermin Supreme, the key presidential candidate for 2016, to deem Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party an important enough event to come and actually spend his time at was amazing. I hope we're going to be able to get him in the studio here tonight because he's still hanging out at the campground, which is awesome. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. So we've got Varen Swearingen with us. He is former president of the Free State Project and now retired president of the Free State Project.
Yes.
Still involved with the Free State Project board and also a professional pilot by trade.
Yep.
You had a controversial talk today about chemtrails, which to me I find to be a paranoid topic that people will let that really get to them, the idea that everything they see in the sky is there to poison them.
Yeah.
And it just seems like a really negative thing to be doing. But then at the same time, there are examples of where the government has really sprayed things, so I can understand why people are paranoid about it. It's just that I'm not going to walk around with a gas mask on for fear of something that's way up there. So what was it, Mark? You had a question for Varen, kind of like one of the big points that the chemtrail advocates make.
Is that chemtrails, or contrails, these days hang around the sky longer than they did when I was a kid, you know, in the,
yeah.
You know, like the 70s or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, you know, I try to point people to contrailscience.com. I think it's a nice place. Yeah, it's a nice place to look for information. Not that that's like, you know, the gospel about everything, but...
We'll post that on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, sure. And they have an article buried in there somewhere about that very question, and they have pictures. They did a little study of photographs, like photo history, of pictures of long-lasting contrails going back to the 1950s. And so one of the things that's happened since then that might cause that perception is not so much that they last longer, but that you see more that last longer for a couple of reasons. One is the obvious one. There's more air traffic.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but the other one is contrails in general, I think we tend to see more often, partly because the allocation of that air traffic is more tightly spaced vertically. In other words, it used to be up until about 10 or 15 years ago that up high, above 29,000 feet, the planes were 2,000 feet apart vertically. So 29, 31, 33, 35, like that. Now they are 1,000 feet apart.
So they've reduced the spacing.
And so if you're flying in an air mass that's not very thick that would support contrails, you have a greater chance of getting an airplane or even more than one in there in the same space. So that would increase the number of them that you see, and if they happen to be long-lasting, there's a greater chance of there being any or multiple airplanes.
Basically, contrails are clouds.
Clouds,
produced by a turbine engine.
Yep. Yeah, the humidity increases coming out the rear end of it. There is stuff that comes out, by the way. I'm not saying there's nothing that comes out of the back end of a jet engine, nor that it's entirely innocuous. There's two things, pollution being one and climate impact being another, that I think are worth thinking about, but that's that's not because there's a vast conspiracy. It's because that's what happens when you run a jet engine. You know, and the airplane I fly has got four big ones on it. And so, you know, we're doing something that we could talk about, but I'm not up there pushing buttons, spraying stuff on people.
I mean, you really have to be a monster to participate in something like that. It's not to say there aren't plenty of government guys who would do that, but as Mark pointed out before, I mean, are you going to really spray your family with some sort of poison gas?
Of course not. I fly overseas.
Right.
I'll spray other people's families.
That's right.
That's what gets rumors started.
Yeah.
I mean, people are they're really obsessed. Some people are really obsessed with this topic to the point where it's really sad to watch. I mean, I don't want to live in a world where I believe that everything is out to kill me, that the water supply is being poisoned, that the air is being poisoned, that the food is poison. I mean, it's just all over the place. And I understand.
Fear.
Right. It is a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And I realize, you know, there's something to eating healthy and all that, I understand, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of this stuff is way overblown.
Yeah, actually, we talked about that. There is a chemtrail, it's not a conspiracy, called crop dusting, and you alluded to that earlier, but there's a lot of chemicals that go on food. In fact, at one time, I knew a guy who claimed to be the oldest living crop duster pilot in the world, which is plausible. He was over 60.
And he was still flying?
Yeah. So.
And surely they don't live long, right?
That's right. Yeah, they spend all their time below like 100 feet or whatever. And I've watched it a lot out in California. I grew up there. And
spraying
there's
chemicals
going on to the food. Yeah, that's worth talking about.
So rinse your vegetables.
That's right. Rinse your vegetables.
There's certain things you can do to reduce the chemical intake in your life. But being paranoid about what's in the sky isn't going to change anything, is it?
I mean, no, it's not.
You know, you can take steps to clean your food, but if you are just looking at the sky and you're seeing what you believe are chemtrails, it's not like you can do anything about it. You can try to expose the truth, but then you just get into situations where nobody believes you, and you're probably not right in the first place, so you're not really exposing the truth. You're exposing your theory about what the truth is.
And they're often not well-defined at all.
Right, and ultimately, what are you going to do, even if it is true? What are you going to do to stop it? I mean, this is a multi-billion, trillion-dollar government with far more resources than you.
Well, it can't just be ours. It's not just ours, because these things happen all over the world. I fly all over the world, and it's not different. There's more traffic here. But here in over continental Europe, there's lots of traffic, hence lots of contrails. But there's contrails over Africa, Asia, everywhere in the world.
It's a global conspiracy.
It's a global conspiracy.
They're flying over the North Pole, too, aren't they?
They are.
Spraying the people in the North Pole, except that there aren't any there.
That's an effective use of resources.
If a contrail forms over the North Pole, is it really there, and no one's there to get paranoid about it? Is it really there?
That's a new meme.
Varen Swearingen, always great having you on Free Talk
Live.
Thank
you very much. It's a great pork fest, and I'm looking forward to next year.
It is. It has been an awesome pork fest, and it's hard to believe that it is just hours from being over. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Check out freestateproject.org, and you can get involved with what's happening here. You can come and be a part of this community year-round. Pork Fest is like a kind of a microcosm of what it's like to be in New Hampshire at all times. Yeah, you don't have Agora Alley the other 51 weeks of the year, but we do have a really big group of people that'll trade in Bitcoin and silver and perform services and create products for one another in this community, and I think that it's growing. It just keeps getting better, and Pork Fest is a real testament to that community. So it's great to have you.
Thanks,
Ian. Continue to be a part of it. As we continue here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we have Patrick Byrne ready to roll. Hopefully next, we're expecting him in here shortly. This is him. Actually, he's already here. He's punctual. I like that. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com will be joining us next. You might have heard about Overstock deciding to take Bitcoin earlier this year. It shook the news, and now he's here with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We, if you're just tuning into the show tonight, let's say you're only listening on a radio station that only carries the Saturday show, you are just kind of running into a very special episode of Free Talk Live. That it's our seventh of the entire week, but for you it might be the first show that you're hearing from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If this is the first show you're hearing from Porkfest, it's too late for you to get here unless you are already living in North New Hampshire and you can show up for tonight's parties, but that's all that's left basically on the itinerary. We have some of the keynote speeches being given this afternoon. There are probably well over 1,000 people, maybe 1,500 people here throughout the whole week. I haven't heard anything about official numbers yet, but I do know the official pre-registration number was much higher this year than it was last year, which means that you add to that the walk-ins, probably a few hundred people walking in, and you've got an amazing event full of liberty-minded people who actually care about freedom, who are willing to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire to get active in achieving liberty in our lifetime. So you can go to freestateproject.org and you can learn more about this amazing movement there.
Also, you can go get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There you can find the opportunity to sign up for a shipping program, which will get you a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox. Now, BuzzBox is high-end coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. But one thing they do that other coffee companies don't seem to have a calling to do is that they allow partners like us to give microloans to people around the world who need some help. So for every 10 people who get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, another family somewhere around the world is able to get a plow or a sewing machine or a bicycle or whatever it is that they need to create the business that will pull them out of the mire. Instead of a handout, it's a hand up. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Our next guest is one of the keynote speakers from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, actually a former guest on Free Talk Live from way before the Bitcoin days. We had you back on a long time ago. I don't even remember. It's probably been several years. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com. Welcome back.
Ian, thanks for having me on. And Mark, hi.
It's a pleasure to have you. So you were one of the keynote speakers. Our listeners know you probably most recently for making headlines, what was it, the very end of 2013, early 2014, where you announced that your company, Overstock.com, is now taking Bitcoin.
Right. January 10th, I think we announced it, that we of this year, that we were starting to take Bitcoin. The word sort of got out there in the last few days of December. So, yeah, we're the first sort of plus million-dollar company. We're $1.5 billion company. And so I like to think that we, Bitcoin would get there anyway, but I hope we saved it 2 or 3 or 4 years in its evolution by, they went from having companies that were $500,000 or even smaller, and they were hoping to get a company that would, $2 million, mm-hmm. $5 million, and then we stepped up and started taking it.
And other companies since then have certainly done so. I know that Dish Network apparently just announced they're going to be taking Bitcoin at the end of this year.
I know is I got some new sheets out of the deal. My wife, I just told her, I wanted to do it. Like, it was on, I think it was over a weekend. It was like, you might have announced it on a Friday. Does that sound right to you?
Right.
Okay, so I'm like, by this weekend, I want to have made sure that we have bought something from ODOT's. Are you using the O.co or
Overstock.com or O.co?
Yeah.
Both work. So think of all the money she saved you. The more she spends, the more you save, Mark.
I remember that. It's like branded in my head.
Patrick, we had you on previously years ago because you were known as a libertarian-minded guy who's running a major company, and that was kind of the thrust of the interview that we'd had before. So, you've got your libertarian cred. How did you stumble onto Bitcoin? What was your key there?
Well, I am definitely pro-freedom, but 25 years ago, I studied at Stanford the mathematics called computation theory or computability theory that underlies cryptography. And about two, three years ago, I was reading a Fast Company or a Wired magazine, and it had a short story about this new currency, this Bitcoin. And as I read and did a little bit more research, I was sure it was based on the mathematics that I used to study. So it just kind of made me that it was based on cryptography office. So that made me keep an eye out for it. And then I just kept an eye out for a couple of years. I figured the government would outlaw it before it got going. And I think that someday the powers that be, at least the oligarchy, the Wall Street oligarchists will regret that they didn't do more to stop this in its tracks. So,
well, one thing you can always count on the government for is to be slow to respond to things, typically. They don't get it.
It's actually a great point. I've mentioned this in a couple of talks. It's the, and not tonight, but it's one of those rare occasions where the government's torpidity work to our advantage. Normally, you can't get them to understand anything, and it drives you crazy.
Yeah.
But this time, I was just sitting there thinking, oh, great. The longer it takes them to figure this out, the more people adopt it, the more politically infeasible it becomes to stop it, the better.
Yeah, Bitcoin doesn't need anybody. It doesn't need the government to say yes or no. My transaction's going to go through one way or the other.
Oh, they could still make it illegal, but they don't have any grounds to. And in November, I waited until in November, there was a Senate hearing with some Treasury kind of folks there, and DOJ, and they all basically said, well, we don't really see anything illegal about it and don't see how we can outlaw it, how we can stop it. And it was when they did that, which I viewed as, if not a green light, at least an absence of a red light, mm-hmm. that's when I got really serious and said and started thinking we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, I saw that same Senate hearing, and you know, many of them seem to have positive things to say about Bitcoin. And this is one of the things that kind of, you know, relieves me of that whole it's a vast global conspiracy thing out there, is because, you know, these people seem to be, you know, somewhere between giddy and clueless about, you know, this currency that's going to empower the individual. And if there's this vast global conspiracy to empower oligarchs, then they're doing a terrible job by allowing Bitcoin to slip through the net.
Right. I think they're going to regret it. And I just said this in the talk. I think that the day is going to come, if it hasn't come already, that powers that, you know, it's pretty clear to everybody. Our country's become, our republic has become an oligarchy. The history of our country can be told as competition between two power centers, Wall Street and Washington. Mm. About 30 years ago, Wall Street got Washington under their thumb. So we have an oligarchy. I think that if the day is going to come, they're going to look back and say, wish we had stopped that. Wish we'd stop that cryptocurrency from getting any traction back at the very beginning.
Yeah, because there's not going to be any way for them to. The Federal Reserve note, you know, they can print it when they want to print it and distribute it to whom they wish to distribute it to before it, you know, devalues the currency. They're not able to do that with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is, you know, distributed in a far different fashion. People hash. Use their computers to hash for bitcoins. They create them. They do math problems and are rewarded with bitcoins. So it empowers the individual as opposed to, you know, big powerful bankers.
Right. It's peer to peer. And they like central. They're all about centralized institutions because you can corrupt centralized institutions. They don't like peer to peer decentralized things. Bitcoin, the real revolution is the crypto revolution, the crypto revolution. Bitcoin is just one member of a family of technologies that will use this. I think as bad as the central banking system is, I think the stock market also has a lot of flaws in it. And there are bad guys who have figured out ways to use those flaws to make money. And crypto, Bitcoin, and there's development and going on of stock markets that run on the same kind of principles.
Yep.
It wipes out the whole ability of the bad guys to steal out of these holes, out of these flaws in the settlement system. So I think the ramifications of this may be even bigger than on the currency side. It will be on the stock market side.
Yeah, and also the Bitcoin technology, the blockchain, as it were, this allows, like you said, stock markets to run in a trustless fashion. It also allows contracts to be implemented without,
smart contracts. You can have contracts that have terms. You can have contracts that are wired in a way right into the technology, so everything's automatic. You don't have grounds for dispute.
Right.
They're called smart contracts.
Imagine if the individual, like, you know, this whole mortgage thing where they were doing fake signatures.
Right.
Imagine if a smart contract took care of that. The house returned to the individual instead of going to these banks that were lying about who was signing the mortgage or whatever. Imagine. It would be so entirely different.
Funny you bring that up. That's one of the examples I use of other things besides currency. The mortgage-backed security crisis came about for a lot of reasons, but one thing was they were taking, say, 1,000 mortgages and stuffing them into a security. You may have heard that there are cases where they go to foreclose and four or five different people show up thinking they own a property. That's a reflection of how much sloth there is in the system. It's not nearly
a lot of it. Patrick, can you stick with us for another segment?
Sure.
I appreciate it. Patrick Byrne with us here from Overstock.com. You know him because he made news headlines earlier this year for taking Bitcoin at a major company. We'll continue in moments with Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent
Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale price at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale price at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 11th annual version of this amazing event. I'm so grateful to be here with such an amazing group of people who care about freedom so much that most of them, many of them, are willing to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. In fact, many are here considering doing just that. Some are still on the fence. They're not so sure. Is it really this great all year round? Well, it's not the exact same thing all year round, but it's pretty great all year when you're surrounded. I forget, somebody in one of the tents said this, said about living in New Hampshire, that where they came from, they had five friends who were libertarians. And here in New Hampshire, they have five friends who aren't libertarians. So it's like a totally different experience here.
So the mortgage industry is pretty messed up still in this country, and a lot of it has to do with government intervention. But there's good news. The mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has actually managed to get a few private loan sellers to compete against the government, directly against the U.S. government in many ways. And things look good. So the stated income loan is back. And frankly, the stated income loan wasn't the bugbear that it was made out to be. So all you'd have to do in this circumstance is state your income, truthfully, obviously, and you get a loan. Rates are great. It's never been easier to get a loan. And if you need to refinance or get cash out or you're looking to buy a house for the first time, call the Mortgage Minute Guy. It's mortgageminuteguy.com, 866-288-0088. Mortgage Minute Guy's been advertising on the radio for a long time, and he's a name you can trust in this industry. Mortgageminuteguy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, we're back with Patrick Byrne. He is the CEO of Overstock.com. Are you the founder as well, or just the CEO?
I'm the founder as well.
So this is your company. This is your baby.
We launched Overstock in October 99.
So that's been around for a long time. Congratulations, nearly 15 years.
Thank you.
At this point. So you made big headlines about taking Bitcoin earlier this year. In fact, you kind of jumped your own gun. You had sounded like from at least the press releases or the news that was coming out that you were planning on doing it, and then you decided you didn't want your competitors to beat you to it. Since you'd already kind of telegraphed your move in advance, you bustled and hustled and had the tech team really crack down and implement this thing quickly.
Exactly. I mentioned it on December 19th to a blogger, thinking that in December 19th, 2013, I was saying, well, at the second half of 2014, maybe the last quarter, we'll get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
A blogger put that online, and within a couple days, I was getting emails from people in Korea, people in, Peru, wow, all over the world. Oh, what are you gonna do? And I realized, wow, there's this whole global community tuned into this. Mm-hmm. And so that made me say, let's accelerate this. And on January 2nd, we got 40 people together in a room, and they stayed in for about a week and,
wow,
and pounded it out.
So literally weeks later, you launched it.
Well, yeah, two or three weeks after I said it to the journalist, again, thinking I'd do it about 12 months later. But the response of people, and so, and how the interest was so easy to discern that we accelerated.
What was the response? I mean, I heard that it was, I can't remember what it was in the
200,000 in a few days. What was it?
I think the first day was over 150,000, if I'm not.
In Bitcoin orders only.
In Bitcoin only.
Now,
and we've sold probably about 2 million now, I'm guessing, but that'd be about right.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that Overstock.com, giant, is it like one of the top 50 or 100 websites on the internet?
We do $1.5 billion
so
this year.
It's not terrible as far as numbers. I mean, it's nice to get a
seems like a lot compared to what
sales
we make.
Well, we have expenses too.
Yeah, they pay people, Ian.
True. How many employees do you have at Overstock.com?
We have 1,500.
That's pretty big, then.
Yeah.
Different shipping centers and things like that, or just one?
No. Well, we started for years. We ran with just one out of Salt Lake City, but now we have one in Jonestown, one in Jump, Pennsylvania, one in Hebron, Kentucky, and we're working on another one down in the south that I can't disclose yet.
Now beyond the fact that you had what maybe nearly $2 million in sales in just a matter of months, or $150,000 in, what was it, the first day?
I think so. Maybe the first weekend.
Now, what was the breakdown on those numbers, or let's just the first day? How many of those people were new to Overstock.com? How much of that was new money that would have been probably still on the table or not even on the table had you not taken Bitcoin?
Over 70%.
That's amazing.
Maybe even over 80%. Mostly male. It's been a great source of new customers for us.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine that your demographic normally is male, is it? I mean,
no, actually, we're normally female.
Yeah.
We're female. A lot of home, a lot of sheets and furniture and things like that women, and pardon the stereotypes, but in marketing, men generally are the ones buying electronics and women buy the other goods. So,
and you guys have electronics.
We do. But we're really strongest in everything to do with the home, anything you'd in your garden and things like that. And, these were disproportionately men, but they did a lot of shopping. What they bought that day was non-electronics. They came in, and my guess is that a lot of men got their wives to come on and use Bitcoin and buy, because they did come and buy a lot of sheets and pillows.
That's what I did. And, even single guys do need sheets and pillows. They just don't, they're going, oh, God, this. I've been using the same wash rag to dry myself for a month now. I probably should get some towels. And, they use the opportunity, and probably.
Could be.
So that's got to be a real satisfying thing. Like, you didn't, couldn't have known for sure what was going to happen when you put all this time and effort into going ahead and accepting Bitcoin, and then to have 70% of the orders be brand new customers right out the gate. I don't know if it's still that breakdown today, but it's still got to be bringing you newbies through the door.
Absolutely. We knew within 2 or 3 days it was absolutely the right move. It's been such a great, not just from publicity, but from the terms of getting new customers. We've never regretted the decision for a minute.
What about the other big companies out there that are sort of hinting around Bitcoin, or eBay is kind of hinting around, oh yeah, we're going to take Bitcoin, but I mean, is it going to kill their PayPal business?
Well, you know, MasterCard and Visa, they're all saying the same thing. I think that PayPal can come up with a business model that works with Bitcoin. I don't think the credit card and the rest of the financial industry, which is saying that they can, I don't think they will. I think that when they really understand it, they understand what it is, a dagger right at the heart of their rent-seeking opportunity. I think that they're really going to regret that they got senators on speed dial and that they didn't call those senators up 2 years ago and say, stop this in its tracks.
They thought it was a joke. I mean, the Bitcoin, and there's still people that think Bitcoin's a joke. Whether they're being honest or not, I don't know. But certainly in the beginning days, it just seemed like a little technical, neat little thing, and now it's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
What do you think about the altcoins? Have you had a chance to look through them? Do you think that Bitcoin's going to adopt some of the best ideas from the altcoins, or do you think that there's an altcoin that's going to take it over and snatch the crown from Bitcoin?
I am familiar with some of the other altcoins, but I think that, first, Bitcoin has a big first-mover advantage.
It's huge.
So they're so far ahead of anyone else. And if other innovations, if someone else comes along with good technology, my guess is they'll import it into Bitcoin. But at the end of the day, my commitment, as I just mentioned in this talk, is actually to the crypto revolution. Looks to me like Bitcoin will be the winner, but I'm agnostic on that.
Yeah.
But what I'm confident in is the crypto revolution is a world historic development.
Absolutely.
I was around for the beginning of the internet. Like Al Gore was around for the beginning of the internet. I wasn't there, but in October 99, I was.
We want to thank you for inventing the internet, Patrick.
All praise to Al Gore. But in October 99, I can tell you, when I first sort of joined the internet, we all knew that we were doing something that would be as revolutionary as the Gutenberg Bible. That's what we used to say to each other. But even then, our sense that we were doing something world historic is dwarfed, but the Bitcoin, our understanding of Bitcoin, the people who are involved in this movement understand it in an even fuller way that it's going to be, I think it's going to be an even bigger innovation than the internet itself.
So I've got a question for you, and I don't know if it's too detailed. If so, let me know. But is Overstock keeping some Bitcoin? Because I know that you've got to deal with Coinbase, I think, to cash it out. Obviously, not all of your vendors are probably taking Bitcoin at this point. But is it something that you're, are you keeping a percentage of them?
We're keeping 10%. Now, we need to convert most of it back into dollars so we can pay the people who sold us the toasters and the chairs and stuff. So, but we're keeping 10% Bitcoin, and we're going to be bringing online systems that let us pay our vendors and our employees.
That's what I was going to ask.
Then we're going to start giving sort of special deals for the vendors who want to be paid in Bitcoin. Maybe we'll pay you a week early or something like that.
Yeah.
And by doing that, we will drive the ecosystem. It's all about building. If we can get employees taking it and vendors taking it and customers paying for it, then it all becomes a virtuous circle.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. If you're paying vendors and you're paying employees, I mean, that really starts the Bitcoin. I mean, it's the boost the Bitcoin economy really needs to go into the next level.
Absolutely true. So final track here for Patrick Byrne. How's Porkfest been for you? When did you get here? What's it like?
I got here this afternoon. What a treat. As I said several times in my talk, I feel like I have found my tribe. I'm normally used to get up and telling these kind of obscure pro-liberty jokes that almost no one gets in a university audience or something, and then I have to explain why the joke's funny to an Austrian economist. Here, everybody gets all the jokes. I get halfway through the joke, and they all knew where I was going. It was amazing.
Event full of amazing people. Patrick Byrne, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
Thank you.
Porkfest 2014 will continue here live in moments with hour number two on the way next. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll also try to get your calls in as well. More from Porkfest coming up.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just $0.69. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains ducoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.